friend. Welcome to Soul Up with Kayleen Welsh. How are you doing? Now, I'd really like you to take a moment as we settle in here just to check in with yourself. How are you managing this huge onslaught of energy and information that we've been, swamped under this last, week, two? The speed of disruption and change that we are experiencing is hard to keep up with. It's hard to keep pace. It's all accelerating so rapidly. So we've had many days of amped up fear-based energy. There's a lot of conversation. And really, I'm wondering, how are you handling it? It's important to remember to keep yourself grounded, to really get a grip on your own response system. And you know how. So, take a breath. Another one. Feel yourself, feel it settle down into you. Let yourself relax a little bit as we settle in and just tune in. So another breath. Take another one. A little deeper. Notice the tightness of your muscles. How are you holding your body? Are you stiff and rigid? How tight is your jaw? The jaw is the opening to the energy system of the body. And so, I don't know about you, but for the last little while, it's a lot of work to really try to contain my reactions and my thoughts and my fears. Tension reflects an escalated nervous system, and that is not helpful. So stress, we've been under a lot of stress. Stress and tension, muscle tightness, they constrict our life-giving systems. They limit oxygen to our brain and through our organs and cells, so we just can't think clearly and our body doesn't respond as effectively. We lose problem-solving ability as our system really loses integrity. Whenever it derails, whether it's physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually, we lose integrity and we're not operating on all of our cylinders. The energy in the world right now is wound up and noisy. We are definitely experiencing information overload. And way too much chatter. Everybody's talking. Pluto is the planet that churns up whatever is buried. It's the god of the underworld. All that is hidden and feared, like monsters in the dark. So deep and profound things keep coming to the surface. This is the work of Pluto. And Pluto was a major part of this current lunation that we're in. We started with a new moon on Wednesday. Pluto's going to be in its position. It's settling into Aquarius, and it will be there for the next 20 years. So along with the new moon energy, it really is a point of new beginning. A new moon always is. We got infused with the energy of the first new moon in Aquarius since Pluto has settled there. Remember, these last months when we talked about Pluto's completion through its cycle of Capricorn, where it was busting up systems and traditions? Through the last decade, the last 20 years or so, it has revealed so much of the ugly that exists in our world around racism, misogyny, patriarchy, control, greed. And with Pluto's energy of transformation, that's what it's about. It's, wanting things shifted. The way that we've always known it, the way that it's always been, truly is no more. And we, as a, species here on the planet, are really reeling from the destruction. So now, for the next 20 years, Pluto will be bringing attention to Aquarian issues. The same sign that this new moon was in. Humanitarianism, authenticity, networking, care of the greater whole. It's a lot about innovation, technology. And through all of this Aquarian energy, we are inundated with questions and dilemmas around greater good. What is it? What would it look like? And how do we get it? We are in the throes of deciphering just how do we build a new and better future in a world that is being torn apart. These are not questions that we're able to ignore. The universe is calling for a response as the forces around us do their part to shape a better future. As individuals and a greater humanity, we are not powerless. We have choices about how we are going to respond and how we work with this transformative energy. So the Sun and Moon met at 9 degrees Aquarius on Wednesday, early Wednesday morning, just 2 days ago. So new moons always reflect a seed moment. It's an opportunity for something new to grow. And yesterday, I'm recording this on Friday the 31st, so yesterday the 30th, Uranus, the great awakener and ruler of the sign of Aquarius, turned direct after many months of retrograde motion. Uranus becomes more visible in life around us when it goes direct. When it's retrograde, a lot of the things get churned up. The things we get awakened to are more of an inner thing. When it goes direct, we start to see things take form more around us. Uranus's task is to dismember inadequate and crystallized forms. Anything that's hardened and settled into some kind of place that needs to be broken up so something new can take its place. But it really is meant to destroy only what has become a hindrance to evolving and progressive life. The Aquarian energy is settling in for the long haul. And as chaotic as it feels right now, we can know that it is part of an evolutionary process that we are a part of. Can we trust the process? I think we have to acknowledge that we certainly can't control it. As an air sign, Aquarius is highly mental. It can transmit a lot of energy and be stimulated with ideas and projects and forward thinking. And adding to the noise is Mercury, also an air sign, and the archetype of communication and messages, which is also in Aquarius. And at the new moon was at 2 degrees Aquarius, right next to Pluto's 1 degree. So all this information and stuff that's churning up, coming up to, you know, kind of blow our minds, you know, it's like stuff from every direction. Mercury is known as the messenger of the gods. And with these two air signs so activated, nervous systems are activated. There is so much information pouring forth, and the world is noisy on a good day. Right now, we are being deluged with sound bites. There is a lot of blustery and bombastic noise. There is a lot of contradiction. And there appears to be no checks and balances. It's like a free-for-all. And can feel like anything, everything you've ever known is just upended. It's all flipped upside down. I think when this starts happening, when there's so much being said, that it's super important that we remember the words of Betty Eady. Betty Eady was a writer of a book called Embraced by the Light, just a little paperback that I picked up probably, I don't know, 30 years ago or so. But in that book, Betty chronicled her experience of a near-death experience. And what she said in there stuck with me so profoundly, because what she said, if we had any idea of the power of our words, we would not say anything bad. We would not say anything negative. Kind of like Mom told us, right? You know, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. I think we forget of the power of our words. The world was created by sound, and your words have power. Whatever you talk about, you are giving energy to, and repeating similar voices solidify into form. So if we say the same thing over and over again, it gets a little bit more solid. The more we talk about it, the more solid the thought form. So you can really think of it a lot like prayer or a self-fulfilling prophecy. Whatever it is that you fervently speak of, you are bringing into manifestation. And if you keep regurgitating fear, you will add to the fear. So use your words. Consciously use your words to create good. Share information. Don't focus on what could happen. Address what is happening with as much of a plan of action as you can identify. Now, it doesn't mean to be silent. It means choose your words carefully. Use them in a way that makes a difference, that isn't repeating fear-based sound bites or contributing to runaway rabbit hole conversations. Use your words to create. What is it that you do want to see? What are you willing to do? How can you put your beliefs and values into action? Where can you make a difference? The North Node has moved into Pisces and is adding a layer of spiritual support to this lunation, and for the next 18 months or so, this is a time to open your spiritual eyes. Imagination, inspiration, insight. Open right now, you know, open your mind to possibilities and potential. So important to focus on what you want, not what you don't want. And take action on those ideas right where you are, in your home, your local community, your region. Don't moan and bemoan what might happen. Take action where you can on what is happening. And dream. Imagine. Pisces is the sign of Christ consciousness, which has become so distorted with Christian nationalism. I'm quite sure we can look around and question whether this or that would be something that Jesus would do. And we can answer with an unequivocal and resounding no. So much is distorted. A word that came to me this week is heretic. It's not a word that I've really thought about much, and yet it's very much an Aquarian word, with its energy of rebellion and speaking one's truth. Wouldn't it be heresy to profess one thing and do another? I feel a very strong energy to speak my truth, even if it steps away from the mainstream. I don't have to be fanatical. I don't have to shove my ideas of right or wrong down someone else's throat. I do have to step into the space of hearsay, kind of twisting around those letters of heresy. Hearsay. I need to speak my truth. You know, people have been killed for this in the past. It brings up a lot of scary stuff about how people are going to respond. You know, will I be cut off or fired? Ostracized. Yet here, I am present and clear. I know myself, I know my values, and I say what I need to say. Here, say as best I am able in a space that promotes change. I don't enter the battle, I rise above the battle and find every little step I am able to take to build connection. To create effective response, to hold a vision, to deny and speak out against atrocities and situations that go against my values. I get clear. Christ consciousness is carried in the energy of Pisces. It is not using Jesus as an excuse to demean or control others. Jesus was a messenger of love, a wise one, who said, "You are my brothers and sisters, and you can do what I do." He took a stand for what he believed, and the world turned on him. Then created this weird thing called Christianity that has been about control, indulgences, and abuse. So sorry, Jesus. The keynote for the Aquarian civilization is found in the words of Jesus himself. "Ye are my friends." So this is the time to find your friends. Gather with them. Hold them close. Share ideas. Build community. Use your voice to have an impact, not to just regurgitate fear and helplessness. Aquarius is the sign of community and greater good. We are to break free of harmful, worn-out systems and beliefs and bring a greater vision to life. The pictorial symbol for Aquarius is the water bearer, a person pouring from an urn the waters of life, shed upon earth for its refreshment and renewal. As I said before, it's an air sign, ruled by Uranus, which is the higher octave of Mercury. As we lift common thought and logic, gossip, chatter, lift all that into the higher vibrational realm of insight and vision, it's an electrifying influence, recharging and revitalizing everything that has gone stale. The Aquarian processing ability awakens latent powers of mind and soul, and they're being activated as we come into greater understanding and expanded knowledge. Aquarius is the sign of the genius, the revolutionary, and the nonconformist. Interestingly, looking at the water bearer symbol, it's an androgynous figure, one in which the masculine and feminine principles are equally blended. And again, when I'm talking about masculine and feminine principles, I'm not talking about this being a guy-girl thing. This balance is available to all of us, and it brings a physiological state of equilibrium between the sympathetic and parasympathetic parts of our nervous system. We have masculine and feminine principles within us that when they come into balance, they help our system. They balance our nervous system. We are not meant to be these disjointed beings. We have levels of self that work together in harmony. Well, we're either in harmony or discord. And the energy of Aquarius really presents opportunity for a richer life and extended powers to humanity. According to mystic Corinne Helene, she says that it is under this sign that humans move toward the state of being enhanced humans, and that through its power, the human kingdom will give birth to a fifth kingdom, the kingdom of souls. That seems like it fits right in for me on all the talk about rising into this fifth dimension of consciousness. Ancient wisdom teaches that through the contemplation and awakening that Aquarius brings, the eyes of the soul will be turned from the outer realms of appearances to the inner realm of reality. They also say that with this infusion of Aquarian energy, the spiritual ethers are becoming more dense, more potent in their effect, that we, as a planet and a life form on this planet, are being spiritualized. The point is for each of us to awaken our own Christed powers and use them for creating a better world, helping others. The goal, supported by the nodes, the placement of the nodes right now, is to actualize Christ consciousness on Earth, to support the return of the Christ through us, his brothers and sisters, to create a heaven on earth. Mars, the archetype of masculine energy, is continuing its retrograde movement through Cancer. It's being reworked on an internal level. It is trine Venus, the archetype of feminine energy, offering an opportunity, an ease to create a relationship of fusion, of working together. We are finding so many ways to heal and blend the distorted, wounded energy that is expressed through and between them, in each of them and between them. The goddesses Pallas Athene and Lilith are opposing Mars right now. We need to bring wisdom and ideas of personal sovereignty, freedom for all people, to balance an overuse of masculine power and control that has dominated our culture for so long. The South Node, seeking balance with this Piscean energy of the North Node, may pull you into overanalyzing. It's in Virgo. May pull you into, you know, thinking too much about things, trying to sort it all out. It makes it easy to get caught in minutiae, you know, details that really don't matter, and really then to lose sight of the bigger picture. With Virgo energy, it's easy to fall into victim or martyr energy, to feel powerless and weak, to tell yourself that what you do doesn't matter. Yet it does matter. You have the ability to discern. That's one of the gifts of Virgo, to see what's off, you know, what's distorted. And just like a master craftsman, you can figure out the steps to hone your creation. You are an artisan with your own unique gifts, and you can make a difference. In fact, you already do make a difference. What you do, what you say, what you ingest and digest, it all makes a difference. At this stage of the shift, you know, all humanity, individually and collectively, is in transition. We are moving rapidly from an old established order into a newly emerging civilization. Consequently, nothing is settled or stable. Everything is in a state of flux. So find your path. The wheel of life continues to turn. We generally celebrate Imbolc on February 1st, which would be tomorrow from my recording time here. It's always a hint of the spring to come. Technically, it occurs when the sun reaches 15 degrees Aquarius, the midpoint between winter solstice and spring equinox, and that happens Monday, February 3rd. It's a time to clean and purify your home, you know, literally your house, as well as your body, your roots, and the space in which you live. It's time to plant seeds for your goals and intentions for the year and make a plan for the coming spring. Things have to be planted in order to grow. They have to be planted. Imbolc reminds us the light will return and spring is coming. So find your feet. Plant them firmly on the earth. Hold a steady stance. Take care of your body. And if you need some encouragement, support, skills, guidance, you know where to find me. www.kayleenwelsh.com. Schedule some time or connect for a free consultation and exploration of how I might be able to be helpful. I can't say it enough, you know, we are in this together. And as my friend Bonnie says, in the midst of life's storms, I stand serene. Each of us is responsible for managing our own serene. And if you need a hand, reach out.
Oh my goodness gracious, beautiful oasis, with that voice sweet as honey. Birdie in the air, nothing can compare. You're worth more than the whole world's money. Just to hear that sweet voice even brings the bees joy. Pour it on me warm, sweet honey. Every word you say, if you sing it in that way, yeah, you can make a gray sky sunny. Ooh. found me a warm suit.